eye to the outside. Yet I am not afraid. One view on the Savior, and my heart is quiet and peaceful. One view on Jesus makes my heart so quiet and peaceful. When my loved ones and my friends despise me, when the neighbors are passing by, one look on Jesus makes my heart so quiet and so peaceful. One look on Jesus makes my heart so peaceful. So I march through the battle. My longing is to the promised land, and even death is coming. There is no problem. One view on Jesus makes my heart so peaceful.
Auf Jesu macht mein Herz still, so still. come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar.
Sie sitzen bei Mahl im himmlischen Saal und hören des Heilands Wort. Sie sehen sein Antlitz hold. Sie trinken nun Seligkeit. Singen Jubellieder dort in alle Ewigkeit. Sie kommen von Stürmscher Flut. Sie kommen von Dornen vom Berg, sie kommen vom Tal, zum Ort, wo die Seele ruht. Sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid, sie treffen den Bräutigam, der sie einst mit Blut erkauft, am harten Kreuze stand. Dort sammelt der Herr die Schar, erlöst von der Erde Pein. Nicht Sünde und Not, nicht Krankheit und Tod, nicht Nacht wird dort jemals sein. Das Alte, es ist vorbei, der Herr machte alles neu. Blut. Sie kommen von Dornen Pfad, sie kommen vom Berg, sie kommen vom Tal, zum Ort, wo die Seele ruht. Sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid, sie treffen den Bräutigam, der sie einst mit Blut am harten Kreuze stand. Schau hin nach des Himmels Tor, weit offen steht's auch für dich. Das Himmelslicht blinkt, der Heiland erwinkt und ruft dich voll Lieb zu sich. Die seligen harren da, Sehnsucht so lange schon. Engel grüßen dich von Freud mit Sang vor Gottes Thron. Sie kommen von stürmscher Flut, sie kommen von dunklem Pfad, sie kommen vom Berg, sie kommen vom Tal, zum Ort, wo die Seele ruht. Sie tragen das Hochzeitskleid, sie treffen den Bräutigam, der sie einst mit Blut erkauft am harten Kreuze
Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. We begin this service in the name of the Lord. For this, we greet all our brothers and sisters worldwide who are joining us online right now. When the two sisters sang the song, they come from east and west, from south and north, I thought by myself, how nice it would be if our brothers and sisters could be present here in this building. But sadly, this is not possible. And nevertheless, We are joined with all our brothers and sisters worldwide in the love of God and joined in the common faith in the truth. And God's word is the truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. The Lord himself, when he stood before Pilate, he testified that he came into this world to bear record of the truth. And he said, all who are of the truth, hear my voice. Praise and thanks. This is also valid today. All who are of the truth, hear his voice. We are grateful to God for last night. We are grateful for the message which foreruns his second coming, that it was preached to us, that God has given us grace to hear it, to believe it, and that he revealed it unto us. This is very important, the revelation of the word of God. We are grateful for the sending of his prophet, for the day and the message, that we could all recognize this. Although the things around us we don't like much, yet we trust that the Lord leads us and guides us. Also this morning, I read a word for introduction from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40 from verse 27, well known to all of us. Isaiah 40 from verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Up to here. A precious word of God. At the beginning, one question, then an admonition, and then a precious promise. Why sayest thou, my judgment is passed over from my God? Brothers, sisters, nothing is hidden to our God. He looks into the secret places and knows all things. Don't you know? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, It is Him who through His mighty word spoke the universe into existence. He fainteth not, neither is weary. No. This is impossible with our Lord. He is not a man who faints or who would be weary. No. There is no searching of His understanding. And then the promise. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. Is it not with us like to the one more, to the other less? In these days, what is happening around us? Are we not feeling weak without power? Are we not feeling that we have no strength? But we have the promise that He gives strength to those who are weak. Praise and thanks. This is for me God's truth. It is true. Pardon me. May the youth faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, and this we are doing this morning, we are waiting for the Lord. May He, through His Holy Spirit, work amongst us and everywhere where His word is being heard, may He be present. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. May the Lord grant it to all of us. Let us now stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your faithfulness. We thank You for Your precious word, for the blood of the new covenant. We thank You for the message. We are convinced that also this morning You are present to help, to bless, to give new strength, for we are waiting also this morning. We know that nothing is hidden from You, but You are the one who directs all our fate, holding it in Your hands. This is for all of us a great comfort and confidence. Come this morning to Your right. Work through Your word and through Your Holy Spirit. Lead our brother. Strengthen him through Your anointing and through Your power to say that what edifies us, to say what You this morning have to say unto us. We thank You. We lay everything into Your hands, and we ask You, come to Your right with all who hear Your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Please, Brother Frank. To the Lord be the thanks for the privilege that we can hear His precious and holy word, believing it, experiencing it. We are grateful also for that what was read already and what was said. You all know we have become older. And when then it is written, the Lord gives to the faint new strength. This reminds me to a prayer which recently I said to the Lord, Dear Lord, give me the strength which I had 40 years ago so that I can complete the commission. If one is in the 87th year of life, then 90 years are not far anymore. And we are looking back to all these many years in which the word of the Lord was carried. Also this morning, we greet all worldwide. And we also receive the greetings which were sent unto us. Brother Mwamba from Australia just phoned. And I asked him, what time is it at your place? Yes, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening. When one thinks about the time differences, the time zones, the whole world is divided. And nevertheless, although people are getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but they get up to hear the sermon. All are sending greetings with all their hearts, especially our brother Chovava, who is a doctor, who is blessed by the Lord. Brother Frank, he said, we have listened. Then Brother Ngonga said, 25 radio stations are hearing the sermons which are being broadcasted from everywhere, greetings and greetings from Johannesburg, from Pretoria, from Edmonton, from Ottawa, from Montreal, from Toronto. Brother John from Bucharest is sending greetings. Brother Tati from Brussels is sending greetings. Brother Müller from Germany is sending greetings. If one takes all the greetings together, we are just so grateful. Brother Hustzar from Austria, our brethren from Switzerland, all are sending heartfelt greetings worldwide. Yesterday, we briefly spoke about concerning the Reformation Day, what concerned the beginning. After the 1,000 years alone, the rulership, and then, the new breakthrough, the yoke of Rome was laid off, and a new beginning was made. But as we all know, it was a reformation, not yet a restoration, but just a reforming. But this is not enough. And this we notice in all the following revivals, whether it was the Methodist revival, the revival of the Salvation Army, of the Baptists, yes, of all the various revivals in the course of these 500 years, up to the Pentecostal revival, all took over the doctrine of the Roman Church. All remained in the Trinity doctrine. All remained in the triune baptism. Despite of all the blessings which God has given by His grace. And now, at the end of the time of grace, not only reforming, but restoring into the original condition. And this is our task, the precious and holy word under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to pass it on as the prophets and apostles received it and proclaimed it by the commission of God. And if we look into our time, not only to the Corona story, but also this may make all think. It's just the end time, and mankind must understand that we are very close to the end of time, and that everything is being fulfilled, also pestilences, and what you have. And we can just say, repeating what our Lord has said, when you see these things coming to pass, the next part, brothers and sisters, yesterday, Reformation Day, today, Most Holy, so-called day. Just think of it, that people were canonized, who then are called upon the living, the dead. Where is such things in the Bible? The Bible knows only the living saints who really are sanctified in the word of truth to stand before God, because God is holy and we shall be holy. Therefore, our Lord, of course, in John 17:17, He said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. And if we think on the midst of the past century, how theologians started to speak about God, to speak a verdict about God. They started to complain that God is just male. He had also to be female. If one reads all the history of all what went on up to the complaint, why is it only written in the Bible of the lost son? Why is it not written of the lost daughter? If one thinks about all the arguments which the theologians have expressed in comparison to the Bible, brothers and sisters, you just feel otherwise. And then comes the fulfillment, what our Lord said, the time will come as at Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything took over. God, also in the natural, He has placed an order into it. And the marriage is the ancient institution. And that is being said, be fruitful and multiply. What do we have today? In what kind of world are we living today? God is mocked. The word is rejected, despised, and all are walking on their own ways. And brothers and sisters, it pleased the Lord to draw our attention to that of what it is all about now, what is important. In the midst of all the confusion, God has sent His word, and all who are of God are hearing the words of God, receiving it and accepting it. For us, who we are of course having the responsibility to put the word of the Lord upon the lampstand, to not let anything else be valid in the kingdom of God. Also this, the theologians were complaining about, that the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, shepherds, teachers, and evangelists, that just were given to men. They complained about everything. And then they came to the conclusion that Paul was a woman hater. But God has an order in the church. And you can read it. Christ, husband, wife. And we thank the Lord that in the church of the living God, even today the divine order applies. Until the end it will apply. But one verse, which I want to make a foundation here, what shall also be said, I would like to read from 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 4. And here, verse 2. 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Here, Paul wrote to Timothy, preach the word, regardless of that, what's happening left and right. Preach the word. Be a minister who rightly divides the word of truth. And we thank the Lord that we may find ourselves in this scripture. Let it be permitted to me also to mention this here, brothers and sisters, that many who refer to Brother Branham, they present false teachings, heresies. And why? Because they don't respect the word. They close the Bible. And that, what Brother Branham said, they interpret it as they like. We understood that God has sent His servant and prophet to bring us back into the word, unto the original foundation, to rebuild it. And Paul could say, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation with you, Let each one pay attention how he continues to build upon it. And you all know that 2 Timothy 4 has a very great significance for me, because the Lord spoke to me this word in Marseille. Man doesn't always want to tell about personal experiences, but for me this has such a meaning when I for the first time was asked about the seven thunders. Very mightily they said, tell us, what are the seven thunders all about? And I had to say, I don't know. This is not written. And I said to all, good night. It was after the preaching. And I went into my hotel room. But on the next morning, when I looked on the watch, it was 5 minutes to five. When the Lord spoke with a mighty voice, my servant, rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. I will speak with you. What could I do but to get up and to take the Bible and to read? I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, preach the word, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. But you preach the word, a divine commission, to not to preach anything else, but only the written word. And concerning the seven thunders, what they uttered, it of course was not written down. Even by the command from heaven, write not what the seven thunders uttered. And we thank the Lord God. He will do what he planned. And we are grateful that we have the written word. Now, let me say the following in connection with the doctrine of the Trinity and of the triune water baptism. All churches, and when I think about that I had so many occasions, also in churches, whether in Baptist churches, Pentecostal churches, to preach there in the 60s and also in the beginning of the 70s. One problem was everywhere. Everywhere the same. Although, when I spoke about the ministry of Brother Branham, what was it? He rejects the Trinity, and therefore we cannot receive him. And I thought, by myself, I thought, brothers and sisters, what a grace God has given unto us, this Babylonian yoke, to put it off, really to break it in pieces, to come out from this yoke in which all Christian churches are, who are kept there. God has taken us out from the Babylonian captivity. He has broken into pieces the yoke and has given us the liberty of the children of God by His grace. I also look back to the many years in which we heard the message of the hour in our own land. Brother Alfred Borg is here. 65 times in all of our country, we showed the film of Brother Branham. We made attentive to that what God has done in our time. Even we made our way to Erzhausen, to the headquarters of the Pentecostal Church, of the organized Pentecostal Church. And there, we just wanted to present what the Lord God is doing in our time. I brought with me the photo. All of us, we know this photo with a pillar of fire, with a pillar of light above the head of Brother Branham. And when we were in the midst of the conversation, and when we were setting forth the things, what God has done in our time, and in a supernatural way that He confirmed it, Brother Alfred Borg was with me. Brother Paul Schmidt was also with me. Brother Leonard Russ was also with me. And we were setting forth the things what God has done in our time. And then I took this photo from my suitcase and I showed it and I said, brothers, here's the evidence, the proof. And what shall I say you, tell you? The man with the main responsibility, he took the photo and he threw it onto the floor and he said, this has nothing to say to me. And what was the reason? The reason that this man of God rejected the Trinity doctrine and that he baptizes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just one has to think about these things. With what kind of curse these people are burdened and they remain under it despite of their spirit baptism. And brothers and sisters, if I would not have had experienced all that personally, that 100 were singing in tongues, praising the Lord, but not having, there was no teaching. And God, of course, has now given the grace. As we were reading, be instant, preach, teach, they all shall be taught by God. And the most terrible was, I came then into this room, into recording, when the people came into the Bible school, they had to register there. And in this word was the scripture from Proverbs 8, verse 22 up to verse 24, referred to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I asked Brother Alfred Borg to read us these verses which are misused to show the Son of God as an eternal Son. This is the text which I've seen with my own eyes at the registering of the Bible students that they are consecrated and dedicated. This verse we are reading now, Brother Borg, please. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way. Just think of it. Proverbs 8:22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way. The German Bible says completely different. Before His works of old, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Just remain. Just think of it. There's Solomon, the most wise man who ever existed. He's still mentioned in the New Testament. And for him, the wisdom was the most precious, the best. 44 times he's described wisdom, describing wisdom from beginning to end, from the end to the beginning. All from all sides, he described the word wisdom in the chapters of Proverbs. And this word, read again, this verse 22. The Lord created me as the first fruit of His creation, as the earliest of His works of old. It speaks of the wisdom and of the knowledge. One just have to read on. And this scripture, as Matthew 28, just misunderstood, misinterpreted, that the Son of God from eternity, He was created. My God, He, the Lord, whom we know as Son, is the Lord who walked in the Garden of Eden, who spoke all things into existence. Without Him, nothing came into existence of everything what came into existence. In the Old Testament, He was not Son and not wisdom of which Solomon spoke, but the Lord, Yahweh. And all the titles we have, the terms for God Elohim, for the Lord Yahweh, over 4,000 times in the Old Testament. And He's always the same. When we read in the New Testament, in the beginning was the Word. The Hebrew word is a bit preciser. In the beginning was the one who speaks. He who spoke all things into existence. But at that time, He was not Son, He was Lord. The sonship was announced in all of the Old Testament. And the two main promises in Isaiah 7, verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and ye shall call his name Emmanuel. And then Isaiah 9, verse 5 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The birth of the Son was, of course, not in eternity and not in heaven, but in Bethlehem. And what does the word Bethlehem mean? Bread house. House of bread. He, the living bread, which came down from heaven. For unto you is born today Christ the Lord. Brothers and sisters, when I think about all these experiences, the main obstacle was also concerning the ministry of Brother Branham. All knew that he is a man of God and that he received a gift of divine healing. But then came the but. And now we are really coming to the climax. And we say in all clarity, once again, the Lord God has laid it in such a way that at the end of the time of grace, the true divine proclamation of the true holy word, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, everything only one, no interpretation, but God's holy word as it is written. Therefore, you can understand my pain. I think here on some experience. I also think on Moscow, how God has given grace. The Baptist preacher was so overwhelmed of the sermon that he said, you must come to the university and you must speak to all the students there about the plan of salvation. A whole week together with Brother Menard, I was there in Moscow in the university showing the plan of salvation. And at the end, yes, the doctrine of the Trinity. We cannot receive that God is only one and that the water baptism has to take place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This was everywhere. The crucial point all over the earth, all the ministering brethren and all the preachers, the gift of healing, meetings, everything nicely and good, but the decision came with a biblical doctrine about water baptism and about Godhead. And brothers and sisters, this, what others rejected, and they, who remained in the traditional teachings, and to speak with the text in Revelation, the one is the spiritual mother and the other are their daughters. And all have taken everything over. And now all are returning into the mother's bosom. And all are uniting under one head. But in this time, the Lord has His church and He completes His work in His own. What is also very important, brothers and sisters, that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we should read it, Brother Borg, the wonderful word from Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 13. There it is about the seal of God, about the sealing with the Holy Spirit. Please read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. And we will see from it what is really important now, namely that we receive God's holy word and that we only let it be valid, respecting it, that no false teaching has its origin of the truth. Truth is and was and remains truth forever. Please read now. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Here we have a clear language. After ye heard the word of truth, and after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Not only spirit baptized, the spirit baptism belongs to the conversion. Without conversion, we cannot be a believer. And without spirit baptism, we cannot have yet a completion of the conversion. But the sealing is something totally different. And the question, are the 550 million charismatics, are they sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which are now existing on earth? They don't know nothing of the promise which God has given for this period of time. And only he who believes the promise for this time can be sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise unto the glorious day of our bodily redemption. Thank you, Brother Borg. We're just so grateful for the Holy Scripture. And we know what is also written in Matthew 7. Many will come on that day to me and say, Lord, Lord, have we not in thy name prophesied? Have we not cast out devils and have done many wonderful works? Yes. All of the Pentecostal and charismatic movement, they can refer to it. Oh, miracles are happening. Prophesied, it's being prophesied. We did everything here. No, he who has not the word of promise, he bypasses God and that what God is doing right now. And therefore, both belong together. The word of promise, the children of promise, and the spirit of promise. These three things belong together. And the children of promise believe the word of promise and receive the spirit of promise and are sealed with it unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us summarize. Dear brothers and sisters, God has taken care for it. As I said already last night, the Lord has sent his servant and prophet as he promised it before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Would a man come on the scene as Elijah, who calls the people of God together, who rebuilds the altar, who puts everything into a divine order doctrinally? And this we also have in the 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Everything in the right way by the proclamation of the Word of God. Also the teaching. We thank the Lord God for the prophetic ministry of our beloved brother Branham and brothers and sisters. When there is somebody who has recognized this ministry from the basics and what is connected with it, how the Lord descended in the same pillar of cloud and in the same pillar of fire and speaking with his servant and prophet face to face. And as with the prayer for the sick, every time it was again revealed that to him as a prophet, it was shown to him who the person is, where it comes from, what kind of sickness it has, and also the names, all the details were revealed. I was sitting in the meeting in the second or in the third row. I watched it myself. I heard it. And now, on all the tapes, such a supernatural ministry never happened on the earth since the days of our Lord. And we recognized it. That God has given a divine commission, a sending. He spoke out according to the promise. And also in Matthew 17, verse 11, he confirmed it. After the ministry of John the Baptist, our Lord confirmed the promise. Verily, I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Today we can say, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. It was fulfilled. And as sure as the commission was given, that this divine message would forerun the second coming of Christ, so sure we can say today, this scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes worldwide. And the main subjects of the proclamation are the main doctrines of the Bible. Godhead, water baptism, Lord's Supper. Just the foundation was laid. One has to begin at the beginning as it was in the time of the apostles. And let us also say this once again, as we said already last night. Not a single time about an eternal son or about three persons. Not a single time Trinity or Triune God, but God the Lord. The Lord God, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. In all of the Old Testament, preaching the plan of salvation through the prophet, and in the New Testament, we see the fulfillment of that, what God has promised in the Old Testament. And therefore we believe that God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself, that the blood of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb of God, was shed on the cross of Calvary. And that our Lord, as the high priest, he entered with his own blood the Holy of Holies putting it upon the throne upon the mercy seat, upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. And the blood speaks for us. Yes, it acquits us. And when you then think about Romans 8, there it's also written, who shall lay any charge against God's elect? It is Christ who justifies them. May all ministering brethren all over the earth, without being a fanatic, just proclaim the biblical truths about God, about water baptism, about Lord's Supper, about election, about the calling out, about all the biblical truths, preaching it. And may all who are of God hear the voice of God. Let me say it here in closing once again, emphasizing it with might. This is the time of the calling out, of the separation, of the preparation, that we not only come out from the Babylonian captivity, but that we put off the Babylonian mantle, all the false teaching, everything what is not correct, really leaving it behind to experience a perfect renewing by His grace. As the Son of God was the pure holy word which became flesh, so the bride of the Lamb is the holy word of God which was laid into us. And as the Holy Spirit came over Mary, who believed the word of promise, and the Son of God was born as the firstborn among many brethren, in the same way we have received the word of promise, and the Holy Spirit created the new divine life in us, and we received eternal life. And the Apostle John testifies of this in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. He who has the Son of God has eternal life, and he who has not the Son has not life. May God, also this short sermon, may God use it, that all worldwide come out from the Babylonian captivity, from all heresies, from all confusion, coming out, being sanctified in the word of truth, washed in the blood of the Lamb, and are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. And in closing, I ask Brother Alfred Borg to read us the three verses which we read from Romans 8, to read it once again, once again. Romans 8, verse 28 to 30. And we know, do you know it? That all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son,
This is divine truth. This is divine reality. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Receive it by faith and thank God the Lord for it. To him be the glory. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Brother Alfred Borg, please come and thank the Lord. Come here to the front. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word observation this morning. We thank you for the grace which you have given to all of us to recognize what the truth is. You helped us to put off the Babylonian mantle, to put everything aside, to remain in the limits of your word. We thank you for the privilege which you have given to many, together with us worldwide, our brothers and sisters. Lord, we thank you. You have revealed the truth. You have sent your prophet. We thank you for it. He has brought us back through his ministry, back to God, back to the word, back to the beginning, to the doctrines of the apostles and prophets. Lord, I thank you personally this morning for this precious word which I have heard. You have blessed us. You are present. And you, where your word is preached, there you are present with your Holy Spirit. We ask you, bless all this morning who have heard your word, especially the preachers of your word. Help them and be merciful to them. We ask also, we pray for our brother. Strengthen him after spirit, soul and body. We thank you for this service in Jesus' name. Amen. One announcement still. As last night already said, the Zurich Sunday, as the last Sunday in a month, will not be at the afternoon anymore, but it will take place in the morning at 10 o'clock. It will be a live broadcast. And God willing, also at the first Sunday morning, we will have the live transmission in Krefeld. But the Saturday, on Saturday, we will hear still an old sermon. May the Lord God bless. May he complete his work. And brothers and sisters, receive it. Receive it. And thank the Lord for that, what he has done in us. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. Once again, we greet all worldwide in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Until the next time, amen.
Среди всяким мы с тобою, где святые все поют, где спокойною рекою воды чистые текут. Да, мы встретимся с тобою. над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Над прозрачною рекою, чистой, светлой, как кристалл, там воскликнем мы с тобою, вечный день теперь настал. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Между днями и рекою путь непроходимый был, но сколь тяжкою ценою Агнец нам его открыл. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Там сиянье над рекою лик Христа мы будем зреть. Кто на землю за тобою не сходил, чтоб умереть? Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Скоро будем над рекою, скоро путь придет к концу, скоро встретимся с тобою, вознеся хвалу Отцу. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою Иисусу мы будем служить. Да, мы встретимся с тобою над чудною рекою, там с неумолкаемой хвалою.